God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn this evening to the book of Matthew, the 12th chapter, Matthew 12. And for those of you that haven't been with us, we began, I don't know, what, 4 or 5 weeks ago, a series we call Receiving and Ministering Healing. And after some prayer and waiting on the Lord about it, the Lord spoke to us that many would be healed during this series. And we've already got a number of testimonies, but I believe the best is yet to come. And so we have begun going through the four gospel accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, looking at the ministry of Jesus and seeing individuals that were healed in his ministry. And if you put them together, there are only about 19 such individuals. Now, that doesn't mean that's all the people that got healed in Jesus' ministry, because numerous times it talks about a multitude that got healed. It talks about as many as touched got healed. It talks about great multitudes, plural, got healed. Well, that's a lot of people. A lot of people. But there's only about 19 where we're told who got healed, what was wrong with them, what they did, what Jesus did. And how many know the Lord has never changed?
Amen.
If he worked that way then, he works the same way now. How many know he's no respecter of persons? If he did it for them, he'll do it for you or for anybody else that'll believe like they did. Right? So we're immersing ourselves in this, because faith comes by hearing.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Well, if you want faith for healing, then you should hear about healing.
Amen.
Right? Amen. Hearing about water baptism doesn't necessarily give you faith to be healed.
Amen.
Right? You want to focus in. And what sometimes people don't realize is I've had people want me to go visit somebody in the hospital, and I did. And they said, they have a lot of faith, you know. They have a lot of faith. And after talking to them for about 5 minutes, you see they have no faith to be healed. But they had faith in another area. Good person, loved God, had faith to pray in other areas, faith to serve, faith to give. But that doesn't mean you have faith to be healed. Faith is the same in essence. It works the same in all areas, but it must be fed and exercised and developed in each area.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
And another thing, you know, just because your faith was strong in an area 10 years ago doesn't mean it's strong right now. You know, you have to keep feeding it. And you have to keep exercising it for it to grow. Faith is a whole lot like muscles. You don't use it, you lose it. Huh?
Amen.
But the good thing about muscles, you can get them back.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
You know, you can start back to work and exercise and build up again, get strong again. Well, you can feed your faith and exercise your faith and get strong in faith again.
Amen.
You can be stronger in faith than you've ever been if you'll feed and exercise. Well, let's study tonight then this healing. What is this? Is this the fifth one or? Is that right? Fifth one we've studied. I'm not necessarily doing them in chronological order of how scholars say they occurred. I'm just endeavoring to be led each week. But this one tonight is the healing of the man with the withered hand. The man with the withered hand. And we'll start in Matthew 12 and in verse 9. I should have told you to find the other places too. Find Mark 3. And find Luke 6. Matthew 12, Mark 3, Luke 6. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the word tonight. We acknowledge and confess that you are our healer. We believe that you still heal today, just like we read about in the Bible. We believe you're alive today, just like then. We believe you haven't changed. What was your will then is your will now. Open our eyes and our ears and our heart to see good things out of your word. Quicken our spirit. Feed us. Illuminate us. Enlighten us. Let truth come in that pushes out deception and lies and confusion. Revelation of truth that sets us free. And we'll not be hearers only, but by your grace we'll be doers and act on the word. And then we know as we do, you're faithful to watch over your word and perform it in our lives. Get glory to yourself in the health and keeping and life and longevity of our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Matthew 12, 9, healing of the man with the withered hand. Are y'all with me tonight?
Yes.
Y'all believing with me?
Yes.
You understand that what kind of service we have is not just all up to me.
Amen.
This is not entertainment.
Amen.
Right? This is not like going to a show. This is not like going to a movie. Right? Not like going to a concert. The Holy Ghost is here.
Yes.
He's our teacher.
Amen.
He's real.
Yes.
He teaches you.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
I'm a vessel he uses. He could use somebody else here tonight. I happen to be the one that's here tonight. But he's your teacher. He can say things to you I didn't say. He can say things to you about what I said, in between the lines. How many know he can give you an answer you've been looking for decades?
Yes.
You can just see it and go, that's there. That's why. That's it.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Revelation.
Yes.
Does God really talk to us?
Yes.
Does he really meet us?
Yes.
What an awesome thing. You know, if the world knew that, we couldn't fit them in here tonight.
Right.
That God is really here.
Amen.
And he's really talking and he's really moving. And I believe he really heals.
Amen.
I believe he really heals. So if you're hurting or if you had a problem in your body, get ready to be free from it. Because the Bible said he sent his word and healed them. Just as we read the scripture. How many of you know there's healing power in these words?
Yes.
We can read them in faith. You can hear them in faith and be healed before we have a chance to go to point two. Hmm? Yeah. Matthew 12. 9. And when he, Jesus, was departed thence, he went into their synagogue. And behold, Matthew 12:10, behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. Different translations say it was shrunk, drawn up. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? And he said to them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep? And if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days.
Amen.
Then saith he to the man, stretch forth your hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like is the other. That's where you praise God right there. You think, oh, glory to God. A miracle of healing. How many believe that really happened?
Yes.
Happened just like that. Man's hand was withered and drawn up and it just unfolded and filled out and became supple and normal and strong just like the other one.
Amen.
Everybody say it happened.
It happened.
And it can happen again.
It can happen again.
Then the Pharisees lifted their hands and praised God. Oh. That's what they should have done. Uh-oh, it's those Pharisees again tonight. You remember those a few weeks ago? Well, they're back with us. They went out and held a council against him how they might destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence and didn't minister healing again. When he knew it, that they wanted to hurt him and destroy him because of the healing ministry, great multitudes followed him and he healed them all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go to Mark 3. Do you love the Word? There's no such thing as loving God and being indifferent about His Word. No such thing as loving God and being ho-hum about the Bible. Oh, the Bible, who can understand the Bible? You know, no, if you love God, you love this book. Because this is Him talking to you. Amen. You love every one of these words. I mean, from index to maps. You love this book. Amen. Mark 3, 1. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he said to the man which had the withered hand, "Stand forth." And he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill?" But they held their peace. And when he had looked round about on them with anger. Now you don't see too many times where it says the Lord was angry. What makes him angry? Well, we're going to talk about this. He was angry and he was grieved for the hardness of their hearts. And he said to the man, "Stretch forth your hand." And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. Now go to Luke 6, please. Now the reason we read all three is because it's three accounts, different accounts of the same healing. And you'll find that Matthew will say something that Mark and Luke didn't say. And Mark will say something that Matthew and Luke didn't say, and vice versa. You really have to put them all together to get the whole story.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, "The Man with the Withered Hand," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R711. That's R711. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 12th through 17th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7 p.m. and childcare through age 6 will be provided. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website at flcbranson.org. Or call 417-334-9233.